It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. The Colorado Department of Education has announced its 2014 district and school performance results. The state recognized 27 of its 178 districts with the Accredited with Distinction Award. In the KBNF listening area, the Ouray, Telluride, Ridgeway, and Hinsdale County school districts were given this honor. Additionally, 8 schools in the Mesa County Valley School District received awards. In Delta County, the North Fork Community Montessori School, the Delta Academy of Applied Learning, and Paonia Elementary got the Governor's Distinguished Improvement Award. KBNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Sam Cox, the principal of Paonia Elementary, about the honor.
It was recently announced that Paonia Elementary got a Governor's Distinguished Improvement Award. Can you tell me what that is and how you ended up getting that recognition?
The Governor's Distinguished Improvement Award is an award that's handed out by the Colorado Department of Education every year. It started back in 2001, although there were a few years they did not give out the awards. But it's given to schools across the state who exceed expectations on the CDE's state assessments in the areas of academic growth. We've received this award for the past 5 years. This is the 5th year in a row we've received it. And again, it's because of the growth that our students achieve at Paonia Elementary School. In our school situation, the award is based on 3-year trends because of the size of our population. Smaller schools, they take a 3-year average. But our growth exceeded state expectations in both areas of math and writing and met the state expectations in reading. So we had an exceeds rating overall, and that warranted the award.
What is Paonia Elementary doing to try and improve education and its academic testing scores?
I attribute our success to several factors. One is the longevity of our staff. We have a veteran teaching staff who know the community, know the students, and know the expectations of what the state is asking our students to do. So they are able to improve upon their practice year in and year out. We also focus a lot of our instruction on leveled groups, focusing on what the individual needs of the student are. And so we meet the student exactly where they are and make sure that we're providing the instruction that they need to ensure that they're growing. We also spend a lot of time, or we provide our students with a significant amount of time in independent practice with reading and writing. They get a lot of time in their day to read and write at their level. In the area of math, we also individualize through a program that we use called Accelerated Math.
About how many students do you have and what grades does the elementary school serve?
Currently, we have 170 students in our kindergarten through 6th grade classes. Last year, we were serving 211 kids kindergarten through 6th grade.
Why is the enrollment declining?
Well, I'd attribute the declining enrollment to several different factors. We do have academic competition in the area with both the Vision School and the new Crawford Montessori School. So we did see a few students move up there. We also have seen some families move down Valley this year due to lower rent costs in the Valley, specifically in the Hotchkiss area. And then we've had a decline, I would say, overall in the number of school-age children in Paonia. This past year, we had 36 students move from 6th grade to 7th grade, and we only had an incoming class of 20 kindergarten students.
Delta County has cut school budgets. How are you able to still have excelling programs with these shortfalls?
We did have a direct impact last year with the loss of 3 staff members because of class size equalization across the district. It has worked out this year in that it has not significantly increased our class sizes. But again, I attribute our continued success to the veteran staff that we have and that we are not making significant changes to the programming or to our methods of instruction.
That was Paonia Elementary Principal Sam Cox talking to KBNF's Laura Pomisano. If you live between Ridgeway and Delta, there's been a change to your drinking water, although you might not notice until your next visit to the dentist. Project 7 has stopped feeding fluoride into the water supply, thanks mostly to a hurricane. KBNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
Project 7 is a water authority that serves residents of the Uncompahgre River Valley. This is Adam Turner, the Project 7 manager.
We fed for 30-plus years, a sodium silica fluoride. It's a powdered form of fluoride. A lot of the fluoridation programs use an acid-based product. So we were kind of unique there. The problem happened that in Hurricane Katrina, the last U.S. facilities that made the sodium silica fluoride were damaged and never were rebuilt.
That put them in a tough spot. There's an organization, the NSF, that does independent testing, giving the stamp of approval for a wide range of products and chemicals. They have only one approved supplier of sodium silica fluoride, and that's in China.
That kind of raised some red flags as far as the long-term quality of that product. You know, whether it's toys that get painted with lead-based paint or dog treats that come out a little bit strange. And we don't want that happening with a chemical that we're putting in people's drinking water.
There is a manufacturer of sodium silica in Belgium, which Adam feels better about, and they have a distributor right here in Golden, Colorado. They, however, aren't listed with the NSF. The other option they have is to convert to an acid-based program, using a liquid instead of a powder. The problem with that is the upfront cost. Proposals to switch approach $800,000, making that avenue completely off the table for Project 7. For now, the best option the Project 7 board sees is not doing anything.
It has put us between a rock and a hard place, and it's unfortunate. But we would rather not feed something that's questionable than to feed something to everybody and put the whole population at risk because we didn't see a different option.
So since July, the water hasn't been fed any fluoride. Adam is looking around and trying to figure out why the Golden Company doesn't have the stamp. But for the immediate future, it looks like the water will continue to go untreated. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
St. Vincent's Hospital in Leadville will be shutting down. The hospital faced steep repair and upgrade costs and asks the residents for a tax increase to keep the hospital going. The mill levy vote failed, so now the hospital will begin closing departments until it's completely shuttered in March. They hope to keep emergency services like ambulances and an emergency room going with the help of private donors. And finally, officials with Connect for Health Colorado say more than 22,000 people enrolled last month for health coverage that starts in 2015. Maria Forrester, a health coverage guide in Delta County, helps people navigate the marketplace and select a plan.
Last year, I guess we could say we had the middle-aged people show quite a bit of interest in looking at a policy. But this year, we have a lot of younger people seeking out policies.
Forrester says the open enrollment period ends February 15th, but if you want health insurance starting in 2015, you need to select a plan by December 15th. Up next, Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.